So the commencement, it's happening. 2,200 seniors are going to walk out of there?
Yes, sir, approximately. That's right. And three ceremonies on Saturday.
And how many of them are actually completed? Because I remember when I graduated from Humboldt State, like, I wasn't exactly sure that I passed all my finals. Like, it wasn't on lock. And a lot of the people that I walked with still had another semester to go. Do you know what that kind of breakdown is?
No, I don't. There's always a number of students who walk before they actually graduate, but it's a minimal number.
What do you think of that?
Well, it's a convenience for the students, and it certainly doesn't do any harm.
That's a good point. It's a good show for the family.
That's right.
So we do know that if anybody has friends coming up to visit this weekend, Arcata is going to be pretty stuffed in terms of hotel availability, right?
Yes. They'll all be full. And past experience suggests that every room in Arcata and the surrounding area will be filled because many of graduates, their entire families, including grandparents, uncles, aunts, and grandchildren, will attend.
And so, of course, when this sort of thing happens, you have a speaker. Who is the commencement speaker this year?
It's a secret this year. It's going to be a surprise. It'll be connected, however, with the fact that this graduation marks the university's centennial celebration. The existence of Humboldt Normal School was signed into law at about this time in 1913, and this is our centennial class, and then next year we'll have our new century class.
So you're saying you're getting a 100-year-old person to do the speaking? I want to know, Paul Mann, I want to know why it's a secret.
It's a secret, but I can explain a little bit. It'll be connected with the fact that because it is our centennial celebration, the presentation will have to do with our namesake, the famous Prussian explorer Alexander von Humboldt.
Really?
That's right.
So what you're alluding to is that it might be somebody who is an expert on the life and work of Alexander von Humboldt.
That's right. For those who don't know, Alexander von Humboldt was a very, very famous geographer and explorer who toured many parts of the world. In fact, his name is one of the most frequently used in geographic locations worldwide, and he even has a crater named after him on the moon.
Him and Amerigo Vespucci had it figured out.
I guess.
Okay, now you're a man of your word, right?
Yes.
Paul Mann. by the way, You should trademark that, man of your word. If, in fact, the commencement speaker is a secret, then I can't... Yeah, why? Like, how do we know that
because
this...
Because we want to create a sense of suspense among the students, and this is an historic occasion. It isn't every day that you celebrate your 100th anniversary.
So by that you mean you guys are going to go big with this, right? This is smoke and mirrors, Paul Mann. This whole Alexander von Humboldt thing, you are leading us down it's a false flag. Jimmy Kimmel, yes or no?
No.
No. You're flat out denied. Straight up denied. Okay. Well, that strikes him off our list. Do you guys have any other guesses as to who it could be?
I mean, it's going to be a hot, too hot to handle secret Alexander von Humboldt biographer.
You're really gonna have us believe that there's a surprise commencement.
Grab a microphone.
Surprise commencement speaker, and that it's not.
I suppose it could be a descendant of Alexander von Humboldt, maybe Alexandra von Humboldt.
Is that exciting, though?
By the way, Paul Mann, I think you recognize the voices of the Lost Coast Outpost. Andrew Goff and Hank Sims are here in the room. They're very intrigued about why it's a secret, because they hate secrets.
We're a fan of information being out.
They're like WikiLeaks supporters.
Yeah.
Well, but why does Hank Sims wear 5 days beard growth? I mean, isn't that a secret too?
It's about 8 or 9 right now.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. It's transparency. Yeah, it's transparency.
I grow hair.
That's a trade secret, right?
Yeah. All right, so Paul Mann,
No on the Jimmy Kimmel.
You're flat out denying Jimmy Kimmel, and you did give us your word on that. So
indeed,
so we will take that at face value.
And you'll call me Monday morning if there's any deviation from it, right?
yes, absolutely. We will correct the record. We do have a tally of the most trustworthy people in the county. We update the list every month, And the rankings will be changed if it turns out that Jimmy Kimmel was the speaker.
And does that list include Mike Drockers and Hank Sims?
I'm very high up on that list. Extremely
high. Is there any chance, Paul, that when students find out who the super, super secret speaker is, that they're going to be a little bit disappointed?
Well, I'll expect all three of you to be in attendance so you can verify this fact for yourselves, correct?
Every time, man.
Press passes are in the mail, right?
Bingo.
Of course, but you have to RSVP me first.
We'll do that.
We will all be there.
All right, pal, man. I feel like this has been a tense conversation, but I'm satisfied with it, and I will catch up with you later. Have a great day, okay?
Well, there's drama and tension, you know.
Well, yes, and now we're... If you are playing us like a bad hand
of
cards.
A violin, Stradivarius.
Oh. First of the month is when we post the list of most trustworthy people in Humboldt. Thank you, Paul, man.
A bientôt.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Quality and cost. You hear it every day. We use only the finest ingredients.